time for another episode of Little Shows That Couldn't. I'm your host, Brett Medill. With me, as always, your co-host, Sean Stewart.
Yay!
And you can tell by the music and Sean's enthusiasm that we are, of course, talking about one of our personal favorite comedy series of all time, Stella.
Yeah, this is a big one for me. This is one of my favorites.
I mean, Stella, Sean and I bonded over Stella when we were in
university. We were in university and checking out viral videos. We came across this site called heavy.com, and there was a section for Stella videos, and you clicked on it. The first one I ever saw with you was poker. I don't know if you've seen any prior to me.
Oh, I haven't brushed up on them. I have some very vivid memories of some of them. You probably have memories of different things than I do. But
probably, yeah. But I remember thinking, this is the stupidest, dumbest thing I've ever seen. Let's watch all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I think they also had appeared on College Humor. And
okay.
And, but yeah, it was it was pre-YouTube short film
it
stuff.
It set fire, I suppose.
It was more, and that's the thing, though. Well, back in our day, you had to find the things that you couldn't. The things that you liked weren't just freely available. You couldn't just type in poker, dildo, pizza, and it would be like Stella. You know?
Nope.
You couldn't just do that. You had to just find things randomly.
Back when I had a 2 gigahertz dual core, I don't even know if that's good or bad.
That's not old enough, I think. That still sounded too new to me.
That's probably like 2004-ish. That's probably when the TV series actually aired, because it aired in 2005 on Comedy Central.
That's correct. The television series Stella aired on 2005. And but let's talk about the shorts just a little bit more here yet, because I think in order to introduce the series, we have to talk about the shorts. And we can also say that, because there were some elements of the shorts that were cleaned up for television.
Yeah, and there were straight up shorts in the series as well.
That's right.
So there was, yeah.
And there were adaptations of some of the short material for the series as well.
Right.
Chiefly turkey hunting comes to mind.
Yeah, turkey hunting.
But
I love that they had like all these great guest appearances in their videos, and they even bring them back for the TV the TV show.
Much
like
so.
Sam Rockwell is the pizza delivery guy.
That's right.
Paul Rudd is the guy who just wanders into the forest. Is Elizabeth Banks in the shorts? I want to say she is.
She's definitely in the shorts. As is Bradley Cooper and Galifianakis.
Galifianakis is Santa.
80 Miles. Julie Bowen.
80 Miles. Yeah.
Zach Orth,
yep.
As well. And, We wanted to give a little more context. Stella stars Michael Ian Black, Michael Showalter, and David Wayne. As Michael and David. Yeah, very it's a stretch for them.
Yeah.
And all three of these guys came from NYU in the late 80s, and then MTV's television series The State. It was a sketch show in the early 90s.
Yep.
So they had a bit of a pedigree already. They'd been on MTV for a few seasons as a sketch comedy. And, they'd been bouncing around. Michael Ian Black at this time had been on that series Ed.
Right.
And they'd been bouncing around a bit and doing their own things. And then they had this live comedy show that they would do every week. That the three of them, as Stella, started as a live comedy trio.
Well, they didn't even have a name for their group. They got their name from the owner of the club they were at, because they asked what they're going to name her daughter.
Hmm.
And he said, oh, Stella. Well, that's what we're going to name the group. So that's how they got the name. And they made a ton of shorts and went viral, I guess.
Well,
like they must have hit it somehow. I mean,
I don't know if they went viral so much as it's
still going viral even exist back then?
I think that what happened is that this still comes from a time pre-YouTube. So I think that the way it went is more along the lines of like they had this live show that was in New York, and it was still at that time, it was still kind of more it was important to be in New York or LA in order to get seen.
True enough.
So, you could still argue that there's some relevance to that way of thinking, but I think what really happened was they had a live show they did every week, that people started talking about because they started doing a show every week that was good. And right. it was weird and different and absurd enough, and people liked it. And then they started showing these short films at their live shows.
Right.
And I just think that they gained enough buzz in New York as this thing mm-hmm. that Comedy Central, which is also based in New York, said, hey, let's give you a shot. I mean, Comedy Central's given lots of weirdos short attempts at series.
True enough.
And so Stella was one of them, thank goodness.
Yep.
And it didn't last long. With 100%
less dildos.
Yeah, that's right. 100% fewer dildos on television than on the internet.
Than on the shorts.
The internet had casual dildo use.
I would say it was pretty excessive.
Liberal appearances of dildos.
There were dildos for no reason in those shorts. For all of them, really. Dickfish.
Schlongs aplenty. Dick,
Dickfish is kind of an example of that.
Penises aplenty.
How do we make this short? Okay, well, let's put a dildo on a fish, and we just jerk the fish off for like 3 minutes. Perfect. People will love it.
And you know what?
You know what? I do. I do love it.
You know what? I don't even need to see it. I can just hear you describe it, and it brings a smile to my face. That is so absurd. That
it's beyond ridiculous.
I love it.
And that's what you're gearing up for when we come into, well, not even that. But yeah, we're kind of getting to this ridiculousness with the characters.
Yeah, they're very,
it's kind of like a live action cartoon almost, in a way.
Yeah, and it's also kind of like a sketch comedy in some ways.
Yeah, definitely that as well.
But it does have, like, it's less like a sketch. Like, the state has a lot of different members that came out, and another group of state members made Reno 911.
Right.
And Reno 911 is far more of a sketch show than Stella is.
It's more of like an improv sketch show. Yeah, you're right.
Like, Reno 911
it's very improvised.
Is kind of a sitcom, because they all still play those same characters, but it's a sketch series. Like, every scene is its own kind of sketch, really, on Reno. And Stella, some things that could be construed that way, but there's still generally in every episode kind of a larger story that is being told.
Because
if it was just plain sketch, we wouldn't be able to do it for the little shows
that
couldn't
tiring.
Either. We need an actual narrative show to cover.
For sure.
And these guys do play characters, and it's established that David's kind of like the weird pervert character of the three of them.
Yep.
And
Michael Ian Black is just kind of like the casual, I'll see what happens, and Michael Showalter is kind of the zany, kind of unpredictable, who knows what'll happen kind of character.
Yeah, which is not what he looks like at all. You look at Mike Show and you're like, he's not zany or off the
wall. Did Sean Penn age like 30 years younger?
What happened to Sean Penn?
Did he have a young surgery?
Who did that?
A youth surgery?
Who did that to Sean Penn?
Did someone go to the Fountain of Youth in space?
Did someone beat Sean Penn with a bag of cans? I think someone beat him with cans. A bag of cans.
We love Michael Showalter here.
Well, of course we do. He's not a looker. I think
would disagree with that, but I
love Die Hard, so my favorite of the shorts is Office Party.
That's definitely one of my faves as well, Office Party.
But I mean,
I'm very fond of Poker because it's the first one we ever watched together.
It's just, we were always, we were friends for a long time, and Stella's one of the things that brought us even closer together.
Definitely.
And so for us, Stella kind of has a special place in our friendship. So, I mean, you're probably, there's a bit of a bias, so I guess we're copying to the fact that there's a bit of a bias here. You're probably not going to hear us.
There are not going to be as many people enjoying this.
Hey, if you're listening, you're probably into Stella. You're not going to hear us chewing Stella out a whole bunch.
No.
That's the fair warning.
Yeah, for sure.
We love Stella. The only thing is it's going to be a love fest for a few episodes. But that's that.
Hang in there. We'll have some hate fests soon enough.
Yeah, and that said, the show itself, it's not like they had a ton of episodes.
Should we? Okay.
They had 10 episodes.
They had 10 episodes,
so there's only going to be 5 proper episodes of little shows that couldn't about this.
So hang in there. We'll get into other stuff, too.
And enjoy the ride. If you haven't seen Stella, you probably haven't. Nobody watched it. It was on Comedy Central for one season, a brief season, and no one seemed to care. But what we do, and...
should we get into the cast?
Maybe you should. We talked about who's in the cast.
Yeah, but we didn't get into the girls. We didn't get into the full...
But nobody
full
cares
series.
Who the girls downstairs are. All that matters
really?
Is in the very first
Some
episode...
Some of them are notable actresses.
In the very first episode, Rashida Jones is one of the roommates.
Oh, spoilers. But yeah, she is.
That's the very next episode. You're going to hear about it next. But
fine.
I'm just saying, if we're going to talk about the cast, the only... That's what's notable, is Rashida Jones is in the first episode.
I suppose.
As one of the roommates.
I guess, yeah, Michael, and David are pretty much the main attraction.
Absolutely.
Makes sense, considering the show is Stella. But let's check it out. I hope you check it out. I hope you check out the shorts before you check out the TV series or follow along with us, just to get a hint as to what you're dealing with.
You want to get like a tone idea?
Yeah.
Like, it is a very strange thing that they're doing.
Like there'll be less dildos. There's going to be way less dildos, we promise.
But it's a weird thing.
And check it out.
It's a weird show.
And come join us again.
I love it. Let's give it a, check us out on Twitter. At Little Shows Pod, littleshowspod.com, iTunes us, tunes us, rate us, give us all the stars. We don't have this money. Let's close us out here with a yay.
Yay!